is an extract from the Nature podcast. For the full show, go to nature.com/nature/podcast.
More than 20 probes have landed on the moon, but only one has ever landed on its mysterious far side, the hemisphere that, due to a tidal lock with Earth, always faces away from us. That probe was China's Chang'e 4, which made a historic landing there in January. Probes don't tend to go to the far side because communicating directly with a lander there is impossible. Chang'e 4 gets around that by talking to Earth via a relay spacecraft based well beyond the moon. Chang'e 4 landed in a 2,500-kilometre-wide dip called the South Pole Aitken Basin. It's a site that's particularly interesting for scientists. Here's Bill Bodkey, a planetary scientist from the Southwest Research Institute.
This is probably the oldest terrain we have on the moon. We see the greatest density of craters and basins on the far side, and that tells us the oldest terrains on the moon are located there. The biggest impact crater on the moon that everyone agrees is an impact crater is this one called South Pole Aitken Basin. It's over 2,000 kilometers across, and we think it's the oldest impact structure on the moon.
Chang'e 4 landed earlier this year in the Von Karman crater, a smaller dip within the South Pole Aitken Basin, and its rover, U22, set out to study the terrain around it. Using a spectrometer, it looked at the light reflected off the moon's surface. Different materials absorb light in characteristically different ways, revealing their composition. The near side of the moon is mostly covered with Maria basalt, a type of rock made of solidified lava. But U22 may have seen something different on the far side. Here's Dawei Liu at the National Astronomical Observatories of the Chinese Academy of Sciences.
Because U22 landed on the floor of Von Karman crater, much of the floor should be covered by lava flows, whose dominant mineral should be high calcium pyroxene and maybe similar to the lunar nearside Mar basalt. However, what we found are quite different from nearside Mar basalt. We found that they are mainly composed of olivine and low calcium pyroxene. So this is kind of surprising to us.
The findings are unlike anything ever detected before in the nearside samples, but they do match with evidence seen by orbiters from above. And the team have a theory about what they might be seeing. They think the material might be from the interior of the moon, matter from within the lunar mantle that could have been churned up when a huge asteroid hit, creating the South Pole Aitken Basin, and then later scattered across the surface by another impact, which created the nearby Vinson impact crater. Here's Bill again.
It could very well be that the Chinese mission has managed to sample, or at least understand, some of the material that may have come from the very deep interior of the moon. Now, I will say, with that said, there's some other possibilities. This may not necessarily be lunar mantle, and they discuss that in the paper, but I think it's an exciting possibility, and I think everyone's going to be very interested to see where this goes when this paper hits the street in a few days.
If true that this dense material comes from inside the moon, this backs up something called the lunar magma ocean theory, which says that soon after its formation, the moon's surface was hot and molten, and then later separated into layers as it solidified. That would have left lighter materials in the surface crust, burying deeper ones within its mantle. Here's Dawei again.
According to this theory, the lighter materials should float to form the lunar crust, while the denser minerals, such as olivine, they should sink to form the lunar mantle. However, this theory was debated because no direct evidence have been found to indicate that the mantle was dominated by olivine. Thus, whether this theory is correct requires further validated and also requires further evidence. Our results demonstrate that an olivine-rich lunar mantle could be right, and thus we supporting the lunar magma ocean hypothesis.
Teasing apart the fingerprints of different materials is complicated, and Dawei is keen to stress that the rover needs to collect a lot more data before his team can confirm that this really is material from inside the mantle. Over the next few months, the little rover will analyse the spectra of many more samples, as well as map the geology of the landing site. Bill says there's a lot more we can learn from the moon.
The moon, in a sense, is like a little accessible planet, which is smaller than the Earth, but it did go through this extensive melting. So by studying the moon and the moon's mantle, we can hopefully get at some of the same processes that will tell us how the planets in our solar system came to be the way they are.
Chang'e 4 still has a lot to do, but it's not China's only moon mission. It will soon be followed by Chang'e 5 in December this year, which aims to bring back samples from the moon to Earth.
I think in future China has planned many missions, maybe Chang'e 6 or subsequent Chang'e missions. These missions will help us to build lunar base in future. And also we try to visit Mars, and now Mars exploration program is in progress. And asteroid exploration is also in planning.
That's a long shopping list of exciting future missions. The moon is just the first stepping stone to all of these, says Dawei.
The moon will be one of the most important targets for China's future deep space exploration.
That was Dawei Liu, and you also heard from Bill Bodkey.